Car guys and car gals, welcome to the Car Guy Cafe. This is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And this is Fred Lenartz, the subprime hero.
And we are excited to be bringing a special guest, and she is of royalty.
This group is brought to you by Think Equity. www.thinkequity.com. More details and information about this amazing company. Get you some.
What's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen. What's going on?
That music always gets me all pumped up.
Oh, man.
Let's get this on board.
I love your guests that you've had. I love your intro. It's awesome. You got some great peeps on there. Justin Jarek, what up? He's my boy.
Yes. Yeah, Justin's boy, a great person. He was one of the very first ones. He was number one in our very first series of the Rise of Solutionaries. So he was our very first volume when we started doing these series. And, man, he great person. I love his growth in the business, and I love how much he really focuses on his team and how much he tries to help them grow too. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the reason biggest, and he's so sincere. It's not like it's phony either. It's like he really means all this stuff. Yeah. And that's the key. It's really coming from the heart, and he does it consistently. And he's actually gave me some ideas, and that's a lot of the stuff I do. Well, some of the stuff I do has to do with what he's done, and then I've obviously tweaked it to make it my own. And I know he's done the same. He's getting ready to start a podcast soon, I think. He was at least planning one, at least. I don't know if it's still going through, but he was definitely planning one. So
he's an incredible solutionary, just like you. And we are so thankful that you get to join those that have partook of, enjoyed the flow with. I don't know. You've had a cup of Car Guy coffee before, and you've welcomed it into your own show. And when I say, folks, she is of royalty, that's because this is the creator of Royalty Logistics. She is the one that is making some big things happen for many people that need a solution to their transportation needs, wherever they may be. And you can get some more information about her if you go check it out. Ain't that right, Rachel?
Yes, that's absolutely right. Please check us out. We love people. We will take care of you. We'll treat you like royalty. And I'm excited to be on your show today and just kind of talk about logistics, talk about some of the things that make me successful and help my my friends and colleagues and customers be more successful in their business too. That's at the end of the day. We all want to make more money. We all want to live a better life. We all want to help people. And I think that's the most important thing.
That's what I'm talking about. And inside of that, she has inspired us to get into making posters now.
Oh, yeah.
She has just recently.
Her idea sparked the whole work. It's going to go crazy. We're going to make a bunch of these. Yep. I'm probably going to have some sitting back.
So there's not just the inspiration shirts. You're going to see the keep growing. You need to keep growing poster inside of your office. Yeah. You're going to need a forgive poster. You know, you need
to bring them as well. So, hashtag purple. So, you know, and then, but I swear to God, those are the, some of the, you know, when you were on my show the other day, some of those tidbits that you have are just so inspiring. And before we even began to start this, you know, I'm walking around my pool, my new pool. I got a new pool.
It's beautiful. Yeah. I've seen the videos of it.
Yeah. And so, I'm walking around my pool going, forgive, focus, fly, because it's just how I want to start my day and just work and think about how I'm going to, you know, what does the company have to do today? How are we going to be better today? How are we going to serve our customers in a way that makes them happy and successful? And those that I think about first thing in the morning, like, all right, let's get creative.
Yeah. Poor guys, that's the sound of a true solutionary, that is also an entrepreneur. And we know a little bit about entrepreneurs. We just got done speaking, not too long ago, a couple weeks ago, with the, serial entrepreneur himself, Mr. Tom Maioli. And there's a lot, again, when we find people that we're on the same frequency of, we begin to feel the same flow, the same cadence, the same understanding. So I hear things inside of her that are exciting and stirring up things for us to be able to enjoy and have fun to pour out to the rest of the business, because we're inside of such a crucial time. We're in the second half of 2020, folks. The second hump is over. We are on on to the next year flow and cycle, and it's incredible that we're meeting solutionaries like her. But as we're doing this, we're picking up a bigger flock because we're flying. Okay, because we're flying. We are forgive, focus, and flying together. So, Rachel, first things first, before we get this interview and 5-1 really on the way, you know what we got to do.
She knows.
On three, join with us now. 1, 2, 3, forgive.
Focus. Fly. Woo!
And put the dab on.
And the dab. We're going to start.
Get it.
Love
it.
Get it. Yeah. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and get this five-liner started.
Five-liner for you.
Folks, again, she says that she wants a poster in hashtag purple of the Forgive, Focus, Fly message that is so imperative that we take this on. So inside of this, folks, we are in the car business. So while we set up this five-liner, we really make sure that we get ready to get deep. Everybody hit your chest with me one time. Here we go. We are about to get into understanding some of the motivation, some of the behind, underneath the hood operational pieces that are going on inside of this piece of royalty that we have with us here today. And we are going to make sure that you understand how to dig deep under the hood to find that thing inside of you that makes you actually do what it is that you do. So, Miss Rachel from Royalty Logistics.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here. I'm very excited about all this. I love it.
You are excited too. So let's go ahead and hit you with the first piece of this five-liner.
All right.
Rachel, why do you do what it is that you do? What is your why? And why you work on your business? Why is it that you're actually doing what you do? Not what do you do? You know, is one thing, but why
do you do this? Why do you work so hard
and pushing for this?
Sure. So there is a couple of things of my, I have like two whys. When I was a little girl, I was the only Jewish girl to ever go to a Catholic school. My mom worked there. It was like a private school in the richest area. And we weren't like poor, but we were middle class. And these were like, I mean, the Fords went to the school.
Wow.
Every day I would go to the school. My mom would drive me. It would take us like 45 minutes to get to school every day and home. So I would go there, and there's this street called Lakeshore, and they have like all these mansions, right? And so every day I would drive down the street with my mom on her way to work and on my way to school. And I would look, and I felt like less than, because I was, you know, not ultra rich. And my mom was the teacher, and I'm young, and I would just look up at these mansions and go, I'm going to do that one day. You know, I'm going to live here in one of these houses one day. So, and the other reason that I do what I do every day is, besides the fact that I love it and I love the people that I do it with, is to knock the socks off my kid. I just want to wow him. I just, at the end of the day, I live for him and my family. And, you know, I want to take care of people. I want to help people get better with their lives. I want to provide and just do what I do best, you know, and bring joy to the world. So every day I wake up, and I never used to be on time to work, by the way, until I like started running my own show. Like, never. And I just can't wait to get up and do what I do and get into it and have a great day. So that's kind of my why, and a little bit about me as well. So
That's awesome.
I love that story. I love that story. What city was that you grew up in?
So I grew up in a city called Southfield, but the school that I went to was called Grosse Pointe Academy. It was in Grosse Pointe. So it's a very like affluent area in the suburbs of Detroit. So
Right on.
Well, I can definitely relate to you on being somebody that at heart is always trying to wow your kids, right? I mean, yeah. it, as they get older, it gets harder and harder. You know what I mean? Especially if you're a dad. You know what I mean? People have made millions off of bad dad jokes. You know what I mean? But man, am I trying to master them? But it seems like even the good ones are bad dad jokes. You know what I mean? With the older that I get, and the more that they do amazing things, right? It's harder to wow them. But I'm trying to always give myself to putting that smile on their face, seeing them excited, seeing their eyes glow like the thing when they first discover things. You know, Freddie is a frequenter of Disney, right? Why do you love Disney so much? Why have you taken your family to Disney so much?
Man, well, the biggest reason why we go there is for the memories. But two, the service there is second to none, in my opinion. I mean, when you go somewhere like that, and I was never a big I always liked roller coasters, but when it came to like the experience, I just went to my roller coasters and that was it. I didn't worry about the stuff that was going on. But when you go to Disney, they really treat you great. I mean, we're Disney Vacation Club members. We've been doing it for years now. So we go all the time. We have fun. I know that you're a golfer. I see you play golf quite a bit.
And I
love golf too. So I get to play golf down there and they have some of the best golf courses ever down in Orlando. I mean, come on. So, I mean, it's always a good trip for me. I always have a great time. But Disney is just, it's the experience. It really is. But number one reason is the memories I have with my family. I take my cousins, my nephews, my brother and sister, my mom, both my parents, you know, we take everybody we can in different trips to have fun with everybody because it's a good time.
And the greatest experience isn't necessarily the show. It's this. It's when you're not even looking at the show. You're looking at your kid and they're doing.
Yeah. Oh, their eyes are just stuck and they're like.
That is the experience that is most memorable and most heart searing. You know what I mean? It's exciting. So, I mean. Yes, I completely relate with that, you know, especially
the older our kids. You have great reasons. And you know, I can imagine, you know, I know the same way with me. When I went, I remember seeing all these beautiful homes, you know, and just being like, man, I want to live in one of these homes. If the difference between what we were, you know, what coming up now to then was that, to me, it's just a mentality. Now I know I can be in those homes. I am worth it. I'm not somebody who can't ever have that. I'm somebody who can have that. I just got to put the work in and believe I deserve it. And it happens really quick, very quick when you do that.
I mean, I grew up where you
can't get away from people. That's why having a why is important. It really is. You know, you got to find it and use that as your motivation every single day. And when you get it, then even if you get that home or you get those dreams that you desire, there's always something else. Look for it. Keep growing. Yeah. Keep growing.
Keep growing.
Keep growing.
Folks, this brew has been brought by the Ag Group. You can get information by going to
theag.com.
Make sure that you go check out some of the solutions that they're brewing.
Get you some.